WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin.
If you're the man, what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
It's a new day, yes it is!
New Day has some problems. New Day has problems. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films. YouTube.com/MBG12 Chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch accounts called Prime Gaming Support Chat by clicking the purple rectangle button below the screen. You can use Carrier Carrock, Soccer, Lin, Zem, Warden, the 49ers Chat when you buy Eminem, Snoop Dogg, Billy Eilish, Ice Spice, whatever that is. And new battle passes and crew and all the things is hashtag in the corner. I'm the producer, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
Can I go ahead and get my gripe out of the way since we're just starting with it?
Well, I guess, sure, get your gripe out of the way.
Okay, we have to talk about the New Day's gear. And I hate, and I mean hate, that I know this. So for those of you that were not paying attention to the gear, Kofi was dressed like Goku from Dragon Ball Z. Xavier was dressed like Goku Black, also from Dragon Ball Z, who, if you don't know that, is essentially an evil clone of Goku. That is the simple way I can explain it. Again, I hate the fact that I fucking know this. The two fight in the story, and I think Goku wins. I don't know. I don't remember. Never saw that part. And the only reason I know this is because I watched a streamer play through Goku's entire story in Dragon Ball Z Sparking Zero. So the fact that Xavier and Kofi were dressed as Goku and Goku Black for the breakup, and the fact that I know what it means, I hate that. I hate it here. I hate it here so fucking much. But the symbolism behind the tights or the gear was very good.
New Day ended up losing to Alpha Academy in about a minute, and that is where things exploded. They had a confrontation, to say the least, a verbal one, backstage, and it was all about Woods being the QB, and you know, Woods, Kofi not following the plays, and Woods, you know, was basically like, "Are you gonna help me at some point?" Kofi's like, talked about all the things he's done for him, like handing him the Intercontinental title shot, and how he bended to one knee for Woods during his reign as King of the Ring, and then Woods fumbled both the title shot and the crown. Kofi said there was a reason why he and Big E never let Woods call the shot, because he was too reckless and made too many mistakes. Woods said Kofi was too terrified to take a title shot before he came along, and he's the reason Kingston became champion. Kingston said he was a Hall of Famer before Woods met him, and that's why he asked him to join the group. Kofi said Woods shouldn't be talking about championships because he still hasn't won a singles title. Kingston asked Woods if he knows why he has not been a singles champion like him and Big E, and Kingston said it's because Woods hasn't been good enough, and declared it's also not Kofi's fault that it's happening. Woods said he was good enough to fight for Kofi and take his beatings for him, and then he handed him Kofi Mania, and it pissed it away by losing to Brock Lesnar in 6 seconds.
Ouch, he had to bring that up, didn't he?
Kofi said if Woods was anyone else, and then Woods was like, "What? You would finally get mad?" And then Kofi said, I'll see you at the reunion. I would assume he means the anniversary. And Woods is like, I'll see you at the anniversary. And they were heated. It felt real. It was like two friends who've been holding this shit in for the longest time, just sort of let it out. Like that old big venting situation friends have. And it's like, they took personal shots.
Which is what you want.
Yeah.
They've been together for 10 years as a tag team. 10 years. Think about that. There's a lot of shit that goes down between friends in 10 years. So for them not to immediately go personal, yeah, it makes complete sense. Because like otherwise the breakup is sort of meaningless. Like if you're going to do this, if you're going to break up New Day, the ideal situation is you just have them drift apart and they don't fight. But if you're going to go for it, if you're going to have them like fight each other, then you have to go scorched earth. You have to kind of almost go the, and I'm going to make this reference and I'm so sorry, AMW route or any other tag team similar, where you just burn the bridge between the two. And there's such the Roman and Seth route where it's like there's nothing left between them. Nothing left but bitterness. And there's nothing that will bring them back together, except maybe Big E and the power of friendship. So if you're going to go that route, go that route. Do it. Burn the bridge between the two. Have them get personal. Have it get bitter. Because, yeah, I can see Xavier's point in it. Like, he did not, out of the three, Xavier did not have the same level of success that E and Kofi enjoyed. Yeah, he won tag team gold. Yeah, he won King of the Ring, and that's really cool. But he never got the main title. He got a couple shots at some titles, but he never got the main chance like Kofi and like E did. And so, yeah, I can see how he's bitter. I can see how it's like, well, we've gone from being on top to now maybe you're holding me back. Maybe I'm not the problem. Maybe you're the problem. So it'll be really interesting to see where they go with this. Because, yeah, this was really good. And again, I hate that I know the lore behind the tights. I hate it so much. But it was really nice symbolism.
Next week on Raw, it's the anniversary of New Day. I just hope the split goes somewhere and the results in Woods actually winning a singles championship. If the split happens. If it happens. Big if, still.
I think it potentially will. I'm sure, or I should say, I believe it will happen. I don't see a reason for it not to happen. But we'll have to see, because like I said, it could be that Big E comes back and is like slaps him about a little bit and is like, hey, y'all are bigger than this. Yeah, you guys are having a tiff and you're having problems and everybody has problems, but your friendship is bigger than this and y'all need to figure out a way to work it out. And maybe it's Xavier just goes his way, right? Like Xavier just sort of fucks off and goes and does his thing and Kofi goes off and does whatever. But again, like I said, if you're going to go for it, go for it. Because it could be leading to the return of E in some way, shape or form. I don't think it's going to, because I believe E is retired. I think he gave an update not that long ago that while his neck is okay, it's not okay for wrestling. And it's going to take a long time for it to heal. And so for at least right now, I think he's medically retired. So it could be a few more years before he can consider wrestling. And by that point, Woods or Kofi could be retired.
Doesn't mean he can't return to television next week to save the New Day.
That is absolutely true.
Because he'll be with the crew, because he's going to be on the pre and post show this Saturday.
Ding!
So he'll be on tour. Speaking of this Saturday, we set up another match for Survivor Series. It was Ludwig Kaiser taking on Bron Breakker in a non-title match. And in a DQ when the man known as Sheamus decided to get involved, they had all been pulled apart. And Adam Pearce set up a triple threat match for the Intercontinental title this Saturday.
Pearce is just having all kinds of behavioral issues with people. Like, he just has problems.
LeMann goes, we kind of anti-come back for all this to build to a split in if it did not happen. I think E will bring them back together, but I don't know. I think it will gear to the split, but I think they will come together for something, and then something will go wrong for it to fully fall apart. But we'll see. We'll see how it plays out.
Yeah, they could do the Shield thing where it's you're teasing it, and then they find a way to sort of like come back together, and then it just implodes. You could do that.
Mm-hmm. It was the World Tag Team titles on the line. Yes, they do defend the belts, JD and Finn, against the War Raiders. Finn and JD were able to retain thanks to help from Dom and Carlito.
Can we talk about Carlito having his priorities straight?
Please do, tell me.
So backstage, before the match, Finn is, you know, yelling at everybody about, you know, being on guard and, you know, their F-ups and that kind of thing. And, well, who walks up but R-Truth? And he starts giving Finn a hard time, and Finn basically tells him to leave. And Truth's like, you know what? We're not even family anymore. Thanksgiving's off. And out of nowhere, and his Truth storms off, and out of nowhere, Carlito comes out from behind Finn, and he's like, did he just say Thanksgiving's off? Priorities, man. Priorities. Carlito's got his priorities straight. He's like, what? What? Wait a minute. Now, hold on. Hold on. Let's talk about this.
Yeah, but Finn made it known they're one big happy family no matter what happens. And yeah, I think the tag titles will be defended more, especially go into New Year when they have 3 hours again to defend a belt.
All the belts, because they got a new one.
It was announced on Monday Night Raw earlier in the evening that the Women's Intercontinental Championship's a thing.
Who's surprised? Nobody.
No, once they put all the SmackDown girls onto one side, I was like, yep. And last week's video package is hyping up Dakota. And then Lyra's like, yep, that's where we're headed. They had 3 hours before and still defend them. They were defending a little bit. I know they didn't defend them, but the belts were being defended more. Not them specifically, but the belts were on the line more so when they had 3 hours. Teams that could be vying for it could be Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee, who took on Julius and Brutus Creed. The Creed brothers got the win when Chad Gable showed up, twisted the mask of Rey Mysterio, and then Julius got the roll-up win. Solid match.
I mean, it was a good match. It was a great showing, but yes, a nefarious win on the part of American Alpha.
Got a little bit of an update on what's going on with the Usos and Sammy, and talked about Punk joining their team, and they were shocked and thought it never would happen in a million years would be Punk. Zayn said Punk is a complicated guy, and anyone who has a history with him has a complicated history, including Roman Reigns. And Zayn was told that Roman and Punk will sit down and talk on Friday. Zayn wants to trust Punk, but the million-dollar question is, can they? Jimmy said they could trust Punk because the wise man said it was okay to do so. Jimmy said they need Jay to win the advantage match against Jacob Fatu on SmackDown. Then Solo cut a promo as well later in the show, setting up that big match on Friday. Good stuff.
And conspicuously absent is Seth.
There was no Seth Rollins on the show. Nope. But that's okay.
That's okay, but he was nowhere to be seen.
We were backstage. Miz told Karrion and the group that he saw the Wyatt Six. Cross asked, did they see you? And Cross told Scarlett to stay behind. They started looking, and then Scarlett looked in the mirror and saw Nikki sitting behind her. Miz and AOP returned. He saw Peter Dunne and seeing Peter was looking for R-Truth, and Miz told him to go beat him up. They knocked on the dressing room door. Scarlett was freaking out. And then on the mirror, everyone has something to lose.
So we're building.
We are, in fact, building slowly. Slowly but surely, we are in fact building. Just as a reminder, chat coming up right after CB Radio is not CB Radio. Coming up after CB Radio, not so live right here after the post show. So we're talking AEW Full Gear with the intern. He has opinions.
Stay tuned. Oh, I bet he does. I'd just like to say before you move on, they did my favorite shot, which is the mirror shot. I love that shot. It's so simple. It's so effective, and I love it so much. Anyway, go on.
The world's heavyweight champion Gunther made his way to the ring. He said he was rattled after watching. We saw the footage, and Jackie noted Gunther's WWE career has been down, but he's been different since he took a rare loss to Cody Rhodes. Before he could answer, Damian Priest showed up. Priest said that he told Gunther to let everyone know how easy it would be. Priest entered the ring. Gunther didn't say anything. Priest Priest said Gunther wants everyone to think the old Gunther is back, but they both know it's not true. Priest said Gunther has never had to deal with a problem like him, and Survivor Series, this problem is taking that championship. Priest mentioned that this was Gunther's time and told him to speak, and Gunther wasn't saying anything. And then they started to fight. But it ended with Damian Priest putting a razor's edge through the table and Damian holding up the world's heavyweight championship.
I like this. I thought this was really good. This was, they're doing a good job of building heat between Damian and Gunther, which I'm enjoying. Because you're giving Damian just a little bit of his riz back. Like, just a smidge.
Did you say
he'll get more?
A little bit of his riz back, is that what you said?
Yes.
He's no Rizzler.
He is no Rizzler. Hey, that's a thing.
Talk about that in a few minutes on the next show. Yeah. Anyway.
It's hip. It's happening. It's like Itchbull, you know?
What was the word you just said?
Itchbull.
What's Itchbull?
I forget. Hold on. Let me look it up.
I hate everything. No. No, I don't like any of this. Nope.
I just burst out laughing. That's what Itchbull is.
Backstage, Naomi asked Bianca about Jay, and Bianca said Jay's out and banged up, and it's bad, and we'll figure out who did it. Io was pitching Kyrie for the spot. Bianca mentioned Bayley. All three, they were all bickering. Rhea showed up, said whoever the person has to stay out of her way and carry their weight. Bianca asked Rhea if she had any suggestions, and she couldn't care less, as they live to her. They'll figure it out.
Rhea is here for one thing and one thing only. She cares about nothing else.
Yeah, backstage, Nia was speaking with the other girls, and they were talking over war games, as they have the advantage. And it's about squashing Bianca beforehand, so they fully have the advantage. Which led to our main event, Bianca Belair taking on Nia Jax in the War Games event match. Good match between the two women. Bianca got the win with assistance from Bayley. It looks like they have found the fifth woman.
Which none of us will complain about. I think this is a solid choice for her.
It is a solid choice for her.
Because I guess apparently Jade is in fact like legit hurt. That's a thing.
That is a thing, yes. We'll talk more about it tomorrow on the rack when we officially blame Brennan. But yeah, she's out for a bit. But overall, good show. It was highlighted by the New Day and the road to War Games, which is pretty much set after everything everything's kind of peak. We're now just filling out teams as we go.
They're doing a really fantastic job of building this and teasing things. And yeah, there were some things that were obvious and we all kind of knew they were coming based on the plans that had been laid down. But overall, they've done a really wonderful job of telling the stories anyway and interconnecting everything and just making it all make really solid sense. So I'm very much enjoying what they're doing leading into Survivor Series, because as I said, it all adds up. It all makes complete sense. Like, there's nothing that we're sitting here going, eh? You know, why are they doing it like that? Everything feels really good. Everything feels like it belongs. Nothing is forced. Nothing is rushed. The only thing that really potentially is Bayley going in, but even then they've made that complete sense because they wrote Jade off TV perfectly. So it's like, we need somebody else. Let's just go find somebody.
And she already had logical tie-in to everything.
Yeah, she already has the logical tie-in, so it's all really perfect. And you're going to get plenty of stories coming out of Survivor Series just from that team alone. So, kudos. Kudos to the writing team. Good job, everybody. I'm proud of you.
Indeed. But that will do it.
They're still in the injury. That's why the man's. Sorry, go ahead.
And also, it's backstage. You gotta be careful.
This is true.
Anyway, that'll do it for the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio. We're not going anywhere on the stream live tonight. With CBRO Not So Live is live. Once this show is done wrapping up, Brent will be joining me as we're going to talk AEW Full Gear and give our full complete thoughts and opinions and rants and raves and all the fun stuff. But tomorrow night, live at 10 p.m. Eastern, is a special edition of The Rack.
That's right. Tune in. We will be making our predictions for Survivor Series, so you don't want to miss it. It's The Rack. Tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com, because it is the Gobble Gobble Wobble Wobble Thanksgiving Spectacular.
Indeed, which means we're not live Thursday, but we're live Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern for CB Radio. Wrestle Talk Radio is live Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday, Raw Post Show, at 10 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat, if you have an Amazon Prime link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming Support Channel. By clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen, you can use Critical Rock and Sack or
Lynn's M. Ward
in the Fortnite item shop when you buy Snoop Dogg, Ice Spice, M&M, and more, and new battle passes. Why?
Because we are hashtag epic partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@SimbolLynn's Ward. And you can follow me on TikTok, Lynn's Ward Zero.
This has been The Raw Post, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Chat, we'll see you next Monday night for another edition of Raw Post Show. We'll see you tomorrow night for The Rack. And for those listening live, we're talking AEW Full Gear next, live, right here on The Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.